This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
It's the Fun Kids Science Weekly. It's one of our ecology specials and hoping to bring it to life for us and let us know a little bit more about the world of ecology. We've got Dr. Yosef Araya on the phone. He's a member of the British Ecological Society. Hey, Yosef.
Hello, Dan.
Well, I think we'll start. What type of things do ecologists learn about generally? What's the general field of study?
Ecologists come in various roles. In fact, you might think of an ecologist as someone who is studying about the living side of things on our planet. So they could be studying plants, they could be studying animals, they could be studying fungi, and they study it how it relates to the overall environment. In fact, pretty much anyone who is working on the interface between Earth and its living things can be called an ecologist. So you may have a farmer who can be an agroecologist, and you may have someone in the jungles of the tropics looking at monkeys in the treetops, or you can have a microbial ecologist who is looking at how little bugs make our grass grow greener, for example. So they can be various roles for them.
So it's hugely varied there, Yosef. It seems to be work that is very much centered on what's happening now. How much can we learn about the future and how the world might look in the future when we study ecology?
Well, understanding the interrelationships is actually very, very helpful for our future plans. It's just like that. If you know how the grass, let's take a premiership football pitch, grows, it might help you to understand how it might change. It might be when it gets too warm or when it is a dry summer. So it's very much useful understanding it in the short term, but also in the very long term. If you think about it, what would happen if our climate gets warmer in the coming 100 years or so? So it's very much about, it's just like history. It's not only learning from the past, but also learning to look forward into the future and be ready for it.
And you've spoken to us just a second ago about all the different kinds of ecologists that there are. What are the skills that almost all of them have? What do ecologists have in common?
Ecologists tend to have generally the curiosity to observe and to look at things. And most ecologists, you will find out, end up exploring things outside, whether it is in their own local environment. I know ecologists working at the grasslands in the UK, which is as rich as some of the tropical rainforests in Amazonia. So ecologists can be working on different sides of organisms and different types of scales, whether it is local or global, or some ecologists actually study things in the past as well. They can be what we call paleoecologists. Think of them like archaeologists type ecologists who study what people ate in the past and what new crops can we get in the future.
And what's your path towards ecology been there, Yosef?
Oh, my path has been a bit more accidental. I was always interested in nature, but I never thought I would put it into a career. So what happened was, when I went to university, I watched David Attenborough's Private Life of Plants. And I was hooked because I never thought plants could be that ingenious, that they have feelings, they interact with organisms, and they can deceive, they can grow in the deserts. And I was thinking, like, if they have all these adaptations, how can I make a contribution to understand to the future? In fact, my basic interest had been how to understand our food production system so that we have enough and good amounts to feed the whole world. So I started out with a pretty much self-interest of looking at how to produce food, and now I understand it's much bigger. And one, I need to understand the whole world, how things live together, how biodiverse things are, if I am to make sure that I have a contribution to make.
That's quite wide, Yosef. It's fantastic. But getting more specific for the future for you, what things would you really like to figure out in terms of ecology and the way the world works as you go on with your learning and your studying and being a doctor?
One of the fascinating people I have always appreciated is obviously Alexander von Humboldt. He is like the person who inspired Charles Darwin here. What he was interested in was how do all sorts of different living things manage to coexist together, like making their living what you can call in the economy of nature. For example, if you have a big city, you have people doing different professions and trying to survive and make a living. In that case, our rich biodiversity of living things, they manage to coexist. Like in a field, you might see grass just being green, but actually, if you look closely, there can be, let's say, 20 or 30 types of grass living in just 1 meter square, basically on a tabletop. And how do they live together? What can we learn from them? And it's a great mystery, and ecologists have been looking at it. And I'm very keen to, for example, how do you promote one if you want to grow a specific crop? Do you change the water, or do you apply fertilizer, or how do you make it full of wildflowers? So I'm interested to know how they live, and then how we can manage them, especially in a sustainable way, so that we can enjoy them not only now, but also for future generations. So my interest has been on the key things: what makes coexistence and what makes sustainability.
And sustainability particularly is so important as we kind of move through with the current climate crisis and getting on with our overpopulated planet. Dr. Yosef Araya, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
That was an interview from the Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast. There's a new episode every week. Find it wherever you're listening to this, or ask your smart speaker to play the Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.